righty then. Let's take a moment now and talk about gun control. Let's take a moment and dial this whole gun control conversation in where it should be. We'll start with political lightweight and mental midget Beto. That's not really my name, O'Rourke. And he would have you believe, as would several others, that if you and I were disarmed immediately, the world would be a safer place, a better place. Beto is also a horrendous presidential candidate for the Democrats who is embracing the tragedy in El Paso and Dayton for his own political gain. His presidential aspirations died a few weeks ago, but he's unable to accept his epic failure and the inevitable spiral into irrelevance, so he grabs onto the bodies of those gunned down by sick people. What else does he have? Beto's not alone, sadly, except for making up a weird name for no apparent reason, in attacking America's gun owners and blaming them once again for the bloodthirsty savagery of insane bastards who kill people without regard. The video game mentality plays out in real-world scenarios with very real consequences too often. All too predictably, Beto and the like also blame the National Rifle Association and President Trump simultaneously, despite the fact that neither had anything to do with the annihilation of innocent people in any mass shooting, ever. Republicans and the NRA are no more to blame today than Bill Clinton or Barack Obama were during Columbine or the Pulse nightclub massacre or Newtown. This is, however, the singular play of liberals and Democrats anytime a tragic event like the ones in Texas and Ohio unfold. They believe, or do they? If only they could have universal background checks that mass murderers like the 21-year-old monster that unloaded in a Texas Walmart would be neutralized. If only they could take away assault rifles, then what happened at a Dayton nightclub would never happen again. They know it's a lie. They know that so-called universal background checks are not some magic bullet to cure the evil that lurks among us and on too many days rears its ugly head. They know their common-sense gun laws would do nothing to stop the random carnage at schools, shopping malls, and bars, or lessen the incredible pain inflicted on middle America far too often. The singular goal of the progressive Democrat left is the total disarmament of every American citizen, and they will use every drop of blood splattered by the sick and twisted individuals in mass casualty attacks to push their gun-free agenda. I believe that some of these twisted politicos actually hope for this kind of carnage. I do, because it proves they are right in some self-promoting dark way. See, I told you so. I believe some anti-gun activists secretly rejoice when they get notification on their phones of an active shooter in progress. They hope this will be the one that finally gets America to say no more and crack down on the civil rights guaranteed in our Constitution, collectively our Constitution. Owning a gun to defend yourself and your family is a human right, but you'll never hear Beto or Bernie or Elizabeth Warren say any of those things. From this moment forward, you can be sure that gun control and taking any guns you might own away to make sure you are safe, think about that irony, will be a centerpiece of Democrat talking points headed for the 2020 election. They are actively targeting your rights as an American citizen because that is truly meaningless to them. If they can convince enough people that guns are the problem, people like you that own them are too, they can get more power and run your life for you. When you have been disarmed, they will quickly move on to telling you what you're allowed to say or sing or write or hear or feel. If the Second Amendment is decimated, the first will soon follow. There will be no common sense gun laws, of course, but totalitarian laws that strip you of any rights at all. There is no other way to make sure this doesn't happen again. You can't get there without disarming everyone. Background checks won't stop this. Gun show loopholes being closed, so-called, won't stop this. And in the aftermath of two mass shootings, the outcry from gun control activists will be deafening. It is already. At some point, more of these laws will get passed by various states, and yet we will still see the same kind of carnage at the hands of soulless madmen. That is when the demands for complete confiscation will reach fever pitch. We must have common sense laws, they'll proclaim, and there simply will be no justification for average Americans to have guns at all. After all, they will say hunting is not what it once was, and some hunting camps might be allowed to keep a few single-shot rifles and shotguns to preserve your so-called American heritage. It's what you find in places like Ireland, they'll tell you. And that will be the end of it. I don't know when it will come to pass, but there is a day coming when the Second Amendment, as we know it, will no longer exist. And those who demand you surrender every single one of your guns will celebrate its destruction. It's coming. People like Beto O'Rourke, whatever his name is really, Elizabeth Warren, whatever her heritage is, really. Bernie Sanders, who is a communist, really. And their hordes of useful idiots that will usher in this new day of enlightenment will celebrate. The National Rifle Association will become a burned-out relic and a footnote to history along the way as well. If it's not destroyed by its own internal strife, it will certainly fall victim to an endless parade of lawsuits that are already being aimed at the heart of the organization and at the heart of freedom. The end of your liberty is in its sights. And don't kid yourself. They are a very determined bunch, these anti-gun people. They've been at it my whole life. They may go away for a small period of time, but they always return. More fervent than before. You have no right to keep and bear arms because you might frighten your neighbor. The next big push is for red flag laws that likely would have had no impact at all in these shootings. Or the shooting last week in Gilroy, California, where, by the way, the gun being used was illegal in California. You see, outlawing guns will have as big of an impact on gun crime as outlawing drugs did on drug crime. Well, if we just make them illegal, that will solve the problem. No? No, it will not. But they will feel like they've done something right. Stay tuned because they're coming. Donald Trump says he will support something. He says this kind of evil has no place. Donald Trump may succumb to the anti-gun drumming. And seriously, none of us want this to continue. None of us want to see this happening again. None of us want to wake up and see that notification of another mass shooting. Are there any real solutions? I ask you again, drop me a line, stevegruber.com. Send me an email. Let's talk about it. We'll be back.